Welcome back to Hour 3 of the Neutral Medical Report. And to start off our show, we want to pray for Wanda, Tex Meyer's wife, who just had a heart attack. And, of course, we preempted the third hour with Tex. He'll be back next week, and we're going to pray. And no, I'm sending nutraceuticals free to Tex and his wife to make sure that she gets a full recovery. Again, start off with Cardivite, Omega Supreme, Supernox, etc. These are important nutraceuticals that if you do have a heart attack, you'll get minimal damage, if none. And also, the important thing is in a toxic world with high stress, high toxins, and again, one of the major antidotes, and I like this, is laughter is the best medicine, and I've done videos of that name. And one of the most humorous people out there is my guest this show, and I'll be a guest in his show for the 2 hours after this, Vinny Eastwood in New Zealand, whose show is syndicated from Australia, New Zealand, Norway, and I think across America on American Freedom Network. Is that correct, Vinny?
Right, and in England and Ireland as well, the thing that kind of binds a lot of the Western world together is the fact that we all speak English. So if you're doing a radio show in English, it has that kind of wide, broad base appeal. And being from New Zealand, a population of 4 million people currently resident, we have about 1 million New Zealanders offshore. So imagine if a quarter of your population didn't actually live in your country and were in fact travelers. This right. makes New Zealand a very unique country in the fact that it is remote, not isolated by any means. You know, you can get there in 24 hours if you want. But the difficulty is for a lot of other people, particularly Americans, is that you're far more isolated than we are because you don't travel at all. You don't experience the world and all those different things. But we do. And New Zealanders are supposed to be some of the most worldly people out of any other country, and I think it puts me in a perfect position to say, hey, look, let's take down the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, and let's take them down hard.
Well, exactly. And in fact, we mentioned this before the break, one of the most humorous things we do, because a lot of times we get accused by the regular media, just like the comments were made against Michelle Bachmann, who, by the way, can't be brainless because she was a tax attorney, so she's got some brains. But one of the most obscene comments they made to her, yeah, well, I know, she has some things she says are a little flaky, but the fact is all politicians do that. But the comment was that, you know, are you a flake? Well, the fact is that anybody, as soon as we kind of circumscribe the area that we see conspiracies, as Tex Mars says, a conspiracy scientist, you have to use the humor of telling the truth. In fact, one of the funniest things is just to tell the truth, not only as you see it, but as the documents expose it. And it's actually... you know, some people think we're really creative. We just are, you know, good researchers. We're like a bloodhound that can smell a scent 2 miles away of something that needs to get chased after or eaten.
Yeah.
And, you know, and a lot of people get really ticked off at that because they don't want to hear the truth. And, you know, most of it, as you said before the break, it really sucks. I mean, a lot of the stuff is pretty bad stuff, like what's going on in Fukushima, what's happening with the world financial situation, what's happening in terms of the global climate changes, and we still have guys like, I call him Igor, Al Gore, out there now even trying to diss Obama because he's not moving the global agenda quickly enough. It's pretty funny, too.
Well, you know, you can't make this stuff up. It is literally the most hilarious episode of Two and a Half Men out there that I've ever seen.
It is.
And,
now,
and a lot of people, they ask, you know, when is this going to happen? And I got two words for you. In progress!
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people are looking for 2012 as a look. With all the stuff that's literally hit the fan, from the Macondo drill site to the 2008 economic collapse to the ongoing creak, the foundation of the world's economy is cracking around our heads, they don't see it. You don't need to wait for 2012, and lots of things may happen long after it. The fact is, most of this is either contrived disasters or amplified by the people, what are called the disaster architects of the world. They rule by cataclysm. They are waterboarding our planet, and they're not trying to have food security. If anything, they want to dump out trillions of dollars so the speculators will make the third world find food so dear they can't buy it. And people say, oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. I said, look, just go to the big board, look at the commodities boards, and you'll see we're not lying. And yet they say, oh, that can't be true. I said, of course it's true. This is what's going on. Just like America, they just had a bill here on May 12th that the House of Representatives passed to open up these oil fields. Well, we have enough oil in North America we could supply the whole planet for tens of hundreds of thousands of years without even touching the Middle East or anywhere else. But yet they want to make America a pauper nation, because if you have an independent America, then it also allows you to have an independent and safe New Zealand, Australia, Britain, and other nations. But if you have an America that's been occupied by a usurper in the White House who wants to turn us into a globalist minion of a global state, what do you expect? So you have to have an America that returns to its Republican roots. And you also have to have other nations that return to the rule of law rather than administrative injustice, which is what we see now around the world. You don't have courts of law anymore. You have judges that are, sold out, bought out. It's ridiculous, like they're
People go to the play when they say, "Oh well, it couldn't possibly be a conspiracy," and just be like, "Okay, well, name one thing that the government's done right." If it wasn't a conspiracy, something would occasionally go right, but it never does. It's because the entire justification for these policies is based on Malthusian principles that, we've got to basically just kill everybody off for their own good to save the food for those of the left and whatever. They just want this perpetual crisis to be on at you, like, rah, 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 everything's dangerous, everything's scary, everything's going to run out, all the food shortages, the power crisis, carbon taxes. They just want you to be surrounded by this constant cacophony of crisis. And I'm telling you that it's really just a whole bunch of crap designed to distract you from the real hidden hands that are at play here, man. Have a look at, for example, the Freemasons. The largest Freemasonic temple in New Zealand is on Parliament grounds.
Oh, my.
The Parliament itself, the Parliament building, which is separate from this giant Masonic lodge that's on the same grounds, mind you. has Masonic black and white flooring. And the Prime Minister of New Zealand, John Key, is not only a high-level Freemason, but he was sworn in as the Prime Minister of New Zealand in that giant Masonic hall. And it just seems to me that when you have the look from the top down to society, you see nothing but filth and scum that has risen to the top, kind of like it does on a duck pond, and there's a heck of a lot going on underneath the surface that we don't see, and mainstream media has proven themselves time and time again of being completely incapable of providing intelligent commentary and breaking down the possibility that there is something else going on out there. Because if you ask any random human being in the street this day, do you think that everything's going on right and fine, or do you think that there's something wrong with this world?
Well, the fact is, it's not like something's wrong. It's almost like it's like someone swimming in a sewage pond, they're wondering why the smell is so bad. Yeah, and the population doesn't get it. And then, of course, they want to attack us for saying, you're not in the pool. That was down the block. You're in the sewage pond.
Yep.
And they don't understand it. They look at it, for example, they want to elect this politician or that. I call it here in America. And it's the same in other places, like the feudal state of Canada. It's the same thing. We have the Republic crap and the Democrat parties, but either way, you're going to get crap. And they have this dance called the federal elections, where only millionaires are allowed, or people with a lot of money. That's why we call Obama the $2 billion man. Just like Lee Majors, the $6 million man years ago, where they rebuilt him. They built this guy, Obama, literally out of like an erector set out of pieces. So when you look at Obama, you say, well, who is this guy? Does anybody
know him? I know what the $2 billion cost went toward. It went to a brain chip implant that allowed him to lie infinitely, without any sense of shame.
Yeah, and also allowed him to do one other function you have to realize. It allowed him to read a teleprompter.
And that's the interesting thing. Have you noticed that he looks kind of like Stevie Wonder sometimes? How he just kind of bobbles his head from one teleprompter to the other and never makes eye contact with the audience? It's the Stevie Wonder vibe. You're listening to GCN Live.
Yeah, we'll be back in a moment with Venny Eastwood from New Zealand as our guest, and we'll be on his program in the next 2 hours. A dialogue about what's really going on as we approach the 4th of July and, of course, in Canada, Canada Day. We'll be back in a moment. And we're back with Venny Eastwood, not only a voice but a comedian all the way from New Zealand. And again, One of the things that opens up what I call the censor band, a mind where you stop cursing and swearing at those who try to force you and kick you and haul you kicking and screaming into the truth, is humor. And there's no better weapon than, in fact, that's one of the reasons why when you have a totalitarian regime, before they take the priests aside and the doctors and execute them, they go after the comedians and the poets, because those two can crystallize in a matter of a comedic line or an act or a poem the truth more accurately than anyone else. So let's get back into some comedy here.
I think it's because they understand the importance of emotion to the public, and Bernays figured this out. He figured out if you could appeal to the base level emotions of people wanting more and wanting to be more sexually explicit in their lives and all of that kind of stuff, and you could flash products in front of them and associate it with all of these deep-seated feelings that they wanted, not only would they go out and want to buy those products and get immense pleasure out of purchasing them and using them, but also that they would never be satisfied for long and would still be motivated to go out and purchase more. And it produced this whole thing of cyclical consumption where nobody's ever satisfied and they're always trying to find something to satisfy that little something that's missing. And they forget that you can't sustain your emotions on items alone, okay? Right. You have to really do appeal to the base levels things, you know. It's like opening up channeled pathways to the mind, okay? When you are laughing, oh, mate, that opens up great channels and pathways. There's a hell of a lot of good things that are associated with laughter and having a good time and having fun, aren't there? That's why they put it all over the all the advertising and the commercials to get you to buy Coke.
Right. Exactly.
So what if you were actually really laughing and instead of watching the television where they're laughing fakely?
Exactly. Now, what are some of the most humorous things you've done in your show lately? Because what I find is that some of the most humorous things are actually the truth. I mean, I just got an email earlier this week from Alexander Bachman yesterday about the bloodlines of Obama. And if you go through the people that have actually spent quite a bit of time looking through the bloodlines, I mean, this is real, but it's like it looks like a really bad joke. We've got somebody in the White House, for example, that's got a messianic kind of bloodline. And the people behind him have obviously put this guy up like a puppet. And they're willing to do almost anything to the planet, drag us into a third world war, crash the world economy, destroy the environment. I mean, they're doing nothing for Fukushima. And I'm sure you're probably happy you're not breathing Fukushima air, but when we sit here in Southern California... Well,
what are you talking about, Bill? Everybody's breathing that nice, fresh, crisp, metallic Fukushima air.
Right. And, how many hot particles per day are you having?
Well, I'm having so many people like talk about, man, we've got to bug out of the Northern Hemisphere. And I go, don't worry about it, man. In the Northern Hemisphere, there'll be plenty of activity. Radioactivity, that is.
Well, I tell people, a lot of people are, firstly, you need to take nutraceuticals wherever you are, because don't worry, they have plans for the Southern Hemisphere too. And although George Bush Sr. is buying land in Paraguay on a giant aquifer, they're trying to make sure the New World Order encompasses every nation, including New Zealand. We're moving, as I was talking to Ron McDonald yesterday, from three phases of our economic system. In about 1913 here in America and in other nations around the world, they established the Federal Reserve, which is basically a printing machine to create money out of thin air. This is the Wizard of Oz machine. And right now we have the collapse of the financial system, which is the system of administrative law and funny money that they want to replace with The Matrix. Now, that movie, The Matrix, that came out a decade ago, people thought this is just kind of bizarre entertainment. But they're actually building this damn thing. And it's not a matter of, well, I can take off to New Zealand and get away from it. Yes, for now, you're going to breathe less hot particles, but they want to make the whole planet if you want to call it the playground for the cybernetic devil. And they don't need to worry about courts or due process. They'll be monitoring every move you make, like that song from Sting. People say, oh, you're making that up. I say, no, we're not. They want to have terahertz body scans that will strip you to the bone while you walk down the streets of Auckland, New Zealand, or San Francisco, or Chicago. It doesn't matter where you go.
You'll be naked. wherever you go, yeah. because they'll scan you and you'll never know. We're the naked body scanners, and we've got lots of radiation, and we're going to make sure that there's lots of depopulation.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that's one of the. You asked me what was some of the funny things that I've done on my show. Bursting into song, I found it actually quite the liberating one. Like yesterday, Verdi Rigoletto by Pavarotti. You know,
oh yeah, right, Rigoletto, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I turned that into a song about Prince Charles's biofuel-fueled crazy train. Did you hear about that one? He's doing a massive tour around England.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, because he is an excellent person for the artist to draw him with his Dumbo ears and his Dumbo attitudes. But yeah. Please.
Well, the song goes like this. I love you, eugenics. And
yeah, he loves eugenics. In fact, we hear the latest from people trying to defend the eugenics, and it almost sounds like, you know, how come you don't love eugenics like I love eugenics? It's craziness. Now, here's what's going to happen, and I mentioned this on the show, and it's the dark humor of this, but it's pretty scary. Since Fukushima, the fetus in utero in the northern hemisphere is 10 to 100 million times more sensitive to these hot particles, which means if it's making us, and I had an advanced facility outside Chicago phone me a month ago saying, look, our people that are elite athletes, like pro athletes, we're doing these advanced biochemical tests and we're seeing oxidative stress. They have had an intensive care unit for premature babies, like 20, 22, 24 weeks in Philadelphia. That's one of the top in the nation. And they've had a 48% increase in death. In other words, that small amount of radioiodine and other isotopes is killing premature babies in the intensive care unit in Philadelphia. And in utero, they're millions of times more sensitive. So we're going to see the first waves of deformity, prematurity, trisomy, like Down syndrome, and of course now they come online with new blood tests. So you don't even need an ultrasound the mother to determine if they have a Down syndrome baby, because we have a little girl that's 18 now that's wonderful with Down syndrome. No, they want to make sure that you're going to have to submit your gametes, and wild reproduction will be considered against the green agenda of the planet. And people say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, you're exaggerating. I said, no, I presented this 19 years ago. This isn't an exaggeration. Unfortunately, this is the hard-nosed, almost humorous reality that you're going to have to submit your eggs, believe it or not.
Bill, that actually now has just triggered the whole idea behind Fukushima. Not only do you cause cancer within most of the existing population,
you force them all to submit their gametes so they won't have a deformed child or won't have to go through the anguish of abortion.
Not only will you kill the existing population, but you'll prevent them from breeding, because you can say, look, your children are going to be deformed. Let's just not allow you to be pregnant.
Right, and they'll even have an answer for people like Michelle Bachmann. They'll answer, look, don't worry, we won't have you abort your children. All you have to do is submit your eggs, and we'll make sure by polar body exclusion that your child will be a perfect, you know, citizen, undeformed, with no birth defects and no autism.
Oh, so man, seriously, what are they going to be putting in those eggs or something? There will honestly be a heck of a lot of Nixon lookalikes walking around.
Oh, boy. Off the wall, we'll be back with Vinny Eastwood. We'll be on his program too, an hour 4 and 5, from New Zealand across America, Britain, and elsewhere. Yes, humor breaks through a lot of walls. We'll be back in a moment with Vinny. And we're back all the way from tomorrow with Vinny Eastwood. Vinny, if you were to try to circumscribe what you're trying to accomplish with people, what are you trying to do? Lighten them up? Wake them up? Make them laugh? Make them understand things? Change the world? What's your objective? And people
all of the above by any means necessary, but everybody's got particular skills, talents, interests. My particular interest, talent, and skill centers around media, entertainment, filmmaking, broadcasting, that kind of show business, basically.
Yeah, and of course, this is show business, even if we're telling the truth. Why don't you flog your websites? Because you broadcast all across the United Kingdom, New Zealand, America, etc. Tell us the website so people can know how to listen to your show, how to get some humor. And again, in the words of many different witnesses, people that are humorous, people that are, you know, they see all different aspects of me sometimes, especially on Fridays with my wife, Michelle, who's my wonderful wife, Michelle. They see a totally different Dr. Deagle than the one that's kind of on a rampage or cracking jokes like with you right now. So, but they have to understand that they're all aspects to try to convince them to change their worldview so they're save their butt.
Well, you know, here's the basic thing of it. A couple of years back, I was working in the telecommunications sector. I was very good at my job. However, I noticed that there were a hell of a lot of problems with the industry. So I wrote a 7-page essay about what was wrong with my company. And a few days later, they paid me $3,000 to leave, and they made me sign a piece of paper to never tell anybody what company I worked for.
That's very funny.
And lo and behold, I wind up getting two more jobs subsequent in a row, which rewarded me handsomely, monetarily. But the same problems kept coming up. How when I noticed problems in the system and try to improve things for people, whether to increase transparency or to inform people who I was involved with a cell phone company that they were going to get brain cancer from it, things like that, they became very unhappy with me because I guess that's kind of been my bag my entire life. I never quite fit in and never quite follow the rules because I'm always pushing boundaries about everything.
And, so we should say that Vinny is a square peg.
Yeah, indeed. And so I started Guerrilla Media with a good friend of mine, and guerrillamedia.co.nz, .co.nz, Guerrilla Media. And that's our main feed website. Now, we've got a whole bunch of contributors from Stuart and Janet Swerdlow from expansions.com and many other New Zealand activists as well, people involved in chemtrails or in fluoridation and health freedom. And basically, there's a whole myriad of different activists out there that we should be using as the pundits and the media talking heads for the alternative media networks. Every time that there is an incident around the world, there is some activist in your neck of the woods who knows exactly what's going on. And what Guerrilla Media and I myself sought to do is to give those people who know what they're talking about a platform, not these dumb BS-laden suit-wearing scum that you often get on the mainstream.
The white coats for hire and the politicians for hire, in other words. You want to have people that have had their, how can I say, war wounds for actually telling the truth, getting in the way and being...
Bill, yeah. More accurately, Bill, the people you can't hire.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
People, if you hire them, your corporation, you're going to be like telling the people on the phone line when they're ordering their fancy cell phone that, yes, you're going to go deaf in that same ear you're holding your cell phone to, and eventually you'll go demented. You'll become a cell phone halfwit.
Yeah, yeah. And the difficulty becomes then, how exactly do you get those people out to the extent that they should be heard? And here's how you do it. You have to have media saturation. Now, currently, I have a television show. I have a five-day-a-week radio program, 2 hours a day on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And the personal website that for that is TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com. And we're really pushing the bars here. We've only been on air a year now, but we've already had people like George Norrie, Webster Tarpley, and G. Edward Griffin come on and have one hell of a time and a good barrel of laughs and share their knowledge on the world. My goal personally is not only to bring coverage to those whose opinions truly matter, but also in my personal respect, I want to gain as much knowledge as humanly possible and grow as a person by being exposed and being in contact with all of these amazing people like yourself, Bill.
Yeah, the thing that I found amazing is that a lot of time years ago when I was like the exit examiner for the Oklahoma City Murrah Building, I thought I was like the first whistleblower. And you always feel that way until you research and find out how many other people got trounced, fired, you know, ended up in a trash dumpster, ended up, you know, as they say, at the bottom of the Hudson River with some lead shoes on, you know, lead and concrete shoes. The fact is that this whole society is a conspiracy. That's why it's always funny to me to say we're conspiracy theorists. Everything from religion to politics to the media to universities to research to money, everything is a conspiracy. There's actually, it's almost like you're swimming in an ocean and you don't believe in water. It's really funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I once had an uncle that didn't believe in mayonnaise.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like someone who's still alive and they don't believe in oxygen.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the thing. We do live in a topsy-turvy, front-to-back, right-way-round society, okay? Everything is virtually the opposite of what it is. For example, right. if you're President, Lord and Savior, Barack H. O. Barry, change you can beg for, Barry Satoru, President B.S.,
that's a good term. That's another one. I missed that one. I used to call him Barack and not in the Barack. I call him Obama-Nokio is another one. But yeah. I didn't get the President BS. That's good. That's really good.
Yeah. I've got a million of them, and I allow all this kind of all these gems to like pour forth, and I encourage people to steal them because it's funny. Like, for example, you make people laugh when you come up and you call your prime minister. Instead, you call him the prime sinister because he really is that sinister. He's a former Merrill Lynch derivatives trader who was on the Federal Reserve Board for 2 years during the lead up to the 2008 mega financial derivatives crisis, which is currently still threatening the world with one quadrillion plus worth of derivative debt that can never be paid off, that is greater worth than the entire planet its freaking self. And right. who better to come and run your country into the rocks?
Yeah, and you know what's amazing? It's true, and the thing is, it's amazing to me is a lot of people here in America, they view places like New Zealand or Australia or the Southern Hemisphere as a salvation to get away from the radioactive about to be nuked north. And they don't understand that they've installed people like this prime sinister so that they can make sure the financial system that, yeah, ha, 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 you thought you got away. And guess what? You just ended up going from a large matrix to a smaller matrix in New Zealand.
That's right. It is a ever-increasing shell game. It's what the Rhodesians called rings within rings within rings.
Yeah, like the trilogy of the rings, you know. In fact, the ring is not a ring on your finger. It's this ring of cabals and combines and secret oaths that are done in darkness, as it says in the Bible in Mark 5, that your yea be a yea and your nay a nay. You and I just believe in calling it the truth, which in many cases becomes either funny or a poem. But the fact is, these people believe in dark combines so that they can worship the god of forces, which is, we're going to maintain control at all costs, including cataclysms that kill babies in the utero, food shortages caused by derivatives market that make the food so dear you can't have the third world even buy a loaf of bread. It says in the Bible, a day's wages for an omer, a day's wheat. This is what we're facing today. This is not a century off or a decade off. We're right on the doorstep of it now.
People don't realize the seriousness of the situation. It's sorry to see. And the only reason, and this goes back to the original point here, Bill, about how you found all those activists who knew what they were talking about and all these people have been fired and screwed over. The only right. reason why everybody doesn't know about that is because there's no media man who goes out specifically looking for those people who are getting screwed
well,
over
really
so that they
that.
Can get the coverage that they deserve. And that's my
yeah.
mission.
And, of course, your contact... amazing contact, Mitch Santel, of course, who's from here in promotion. So I moved to New Zealand 4 years ago and has been a great, a developer of your programs and contacts. We'll be back in a moment with Vinnie Eastwood with some comedy, some truth, and some angst. We'll be back in a moment. With Vinnie Eastwood, your website's Vinnie again, so people can listen when we go to the program here coming up at the top of the hour. We'll be doing a 2-hour program with Vinnie Eastwood, and we'll touch on all kinds of issues, including some of the latest technical details I've got from Fukushima, the planned vaccination, the new research on the mind control gene therapies and vaccines like the WAT1 gene. The vaccines that are being experimented by DPS in Britain and CPS in the northeastern United States on children that otherwise are adopted but are used as lab rats. All kinds of issues. And people think, you must make this up. All I need to do is literally take a few minutes to put a search engine up, and I can pull out stuff that's right in the regular media that journalists are putting up every day that I don't have to invent, and I can cross-correlate it with classified sources, which I have, and many other sources, and I'll tell you, it comes through pretty crystal clear. What's the main website if they want to listen to the program of any?
If you go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, that's Vinny with a Y, you have to include the, but basically if you just Google Vinny Eastwood, the homepage is number one on Google. And,
V-I-N-N-Y, right?
And it doesn't matter if you spell it with an I-E or in many of different other myriad of ways. I've found people spell my name wrong in hundreds of ways. And it still
means
comes
that they
up.
Are losing. As people start tweeting, they start and they have what we call predictive spelling on their little iPhone or whatever. They're losing even the last capacity to communicate with proper grammar or even spelling.
No, I've been known by many aliases, Mr. News, MR News, if you Google that one as well, or unless of course, and if you haven't heard of that, then you've definitely missed a news. And also, if you go to the VinnyEastwoodShow.com, you click on the featured interviews page, and you can have a look at all the biggest and best interviews that we've done from the last year, including of course George Norrie and G. Edward Griffin and many other big names as well, Jason Burmis, Jonathan Elinoff, who did the Core of the Corruption series. Really amazing, in-depth knowledge. And it's good to see all of these really serious activists and things of that nature have a bit of levity for an hour or two amidst all of that. And that's another part of what I like to provide for people, is because of the fact that all these serious subjects are very real and very scary and very hard to deal with, I find that it is in fact a form of therapy or counseling to joke about it and laugh about it, much like soldiers on the battlefield develop a very sick sense of humor, and so
or in
do
the emergency department. That's why when you hear these shows on TV,
well,
like... Yeah, there's lots of good
like
comedy
Scrubs.
Shows, but it's like Scrubs, it's actually worse than that. When I worked in emergency and trauma, our jokes were so gross and so over the top and so, you know, when you're dealing with parts of people and people blown through windshields and burnt 90%, in order to maintain your sanity, you have to crack jokes or you're going to just break down crying or screaming.
And now that's the tagline of my show, Bill, right there. In a time of such chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts.
You will. Now, the other thing is, and people may or may not believe this, but on my show, and even when I'm doing most of the other interviews, I only go about 10% into what I know or have access to. Because people can't handle the rest unless we crack it with jokes. There's lots of subjects. Like, for example, I've recently been on a number of shows weekly with Jeff Rentz, and he does a great job on Monday nights. I've been doing it, and I told him I'll come back for emergencies when things get really, really over the top at Fukushima, which I'll come back on Jeff's show to talk about. But there's lots of subjects that Jeff gets into, for example, which is I think is great, but you can only go so far because you lose people. They say, "Dah, that's too crazy. You know, that can't be happening." And the fact is, unfortunately, a lot of it is, although it's very bizarre, a lot of it is true. And that's the really difficult thing for people to grasp. The idea of the ancient origins of mankind, the idea that maybe we've kind of screwed over the planet before and had a nuclear war, the idea that we've gone through earth changes and our civilization has crashed and burned, the idea that are kind of sequentially suicidal as a culture and as, you know,
it's
mankind.
Like Planet of the Apes.
Right. No, it's like we don't get it. It's like we don't get it that, for example, one of my first chemistry professors back in 1972 when I was studying analytic inorganic chemistry and working in my honors biochemistry degree, he went, and he was not a religionist, he went to Ashurbanipal, India, to study nuclei in the ground of a 12,000-mile area where they excavated these nuclei and did chemical analysis and proved that there was a nuclear war there. And they also found the same nuclei in Yemen and Saudi Arabia. So the fact is, around 12,000 years ago or so, there was a big nuclear war there. And it wasn't caused by comets or incoming asteroids or anything else. We had a nuclear war. Now, we're crazy. Human beings have got something wrong and our spiritual screw is loose. That's why we attack, for example, the smart apes, the smart of us, the ones that actually get it, the poets, the comedians, the people that have a personality disorder that when they're told lies, they look at it and say, "That's a lie, teacher." And then you quickly get hauled out in the hallway and strapped until your wrists are red. And then like the teacher did to me in grade one when I told her that her thing that she told the class was a delusion. And she said, well, you know, she obviously was getting tired from strapping me. She said, "Was that enough?" I said, "I don't know. Are you tired yet?" So when you have a personality disorder like you and I, we want to make it a little humorous but also tell the truth, because you just, it's like there's something wrong with us. We can't swallow these lies. We can't swallow being slaves. We look at something, we say, you know, the emperor doesn't have clothes, but he also has a hairy butt. They don't want to hear it. The population doesn't want to hear the hairy butt part.
Well, you know, that's the thing. There's a whole lot of really disgusting, dark, dirty details, especially as being exposed recently with the copious quantities of child trafficking and pedophile cults that are running all around the rampantly.
Very big in Australia and New Zealand, too. I heard that they were huge in Australia.
I've had several people on my show, and this is another thing that I do on my show that most other show hosts will not do. You actually have those people firsthand that have had their children kidnapped and in some cases sexually abused. You have them on your show, and you allow people to listen to the angst and the anguish in their voice, and you have to listen to me say, I'm very sorry to hear this, but it's absolutely nothing new and totally commonplace in this country. That's the real horror of it, is that it is everywhere all the time.
Right. Now, people need to grasp one little connection with this. The engine that drives the world is not electricity or oil or even money. It's the sex magic rituals. It's the human sacrifice. It's the cursing your own descendants. It's the conspiracy to cause starvation, death, destruction, and to salt lands like Libya with depleted uranium. It's like when the first and second Gulf War came out. I said, yes, they're going to liberate the Iraqis. They'll liberate them from breathing clean air. They'll liberate them from having a pulse and a heartbeat. They're going to liberate them from having a ability to see a sunrise or a sunset. Yes. They will liberate the Iraqis. And they liberated millions of them. Well, they so-called liberated the land until now it's depleted uranium is all over and they got birth defects right through the ceiling. The same way they're liberating the Libyans. They're going to liberate them from their aquifers and the highest quality oil.
Well, you know, that's what being liberal is all about, didn't you know?
Exactly. It's like the joke that I cracked several years ago when I said, you know, how did our oil get under Saddam Hussein's Iraq? How did our oil, and by the way, we didn't just do it for ourselves. We made sure we handed over all the contracts to the Chinese now, who are now the fifth largest oil company. And guess who's doing all the mining for copper and all these minerals in Iraq, Afghanistan? It's China. The globalists say, we want to make the China is the big kahuna. We're going to make you, America, just kind of like second fiddle. At least for now, we're going to make you the policeman, because that's all you're fit for, is to die guarding our treasure. And let the Chinese be slaves in 20,000 Laodai camps while we prepare them to die at some future date once we've got total control, and then we can hide in our underground lairs when the final cataclysms strike the planet. And then we'll rise, and just like the ancient ceremony of the Sumerians and Egyptians, we'll arise and we'll set up a new golden age, having total control of the financial system, the technology, and the environment will be ours. I mean, it's so bizarre that people just don't grasp it. They think that we're making this up, and they literally call these underground facilities they're making with black op drug money hotels. So when the continuity of government, whether it's New Zealand or in Australia or Britain, they call these facilities hotels, believe it or not.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you very much for indulging in me, and thank you, Bill, for allowing me to step onto your show for this short time. And we'll see you in the next couple of minutes at AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and you can listen in live to me and Bill Deagle for the next 2 hours on the Vinny Eastwood Show. Thank you very much. I've got to go.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Again, we need a bio break now. And definitely, we're going to recharge and reload and be ready for 2 hours of humor, facts, and things that are going to pull you out of your paradigm. Not so gently either. It'll be like going through the birth canal being grabbed by forceps. We'll be back in a few minutes with Vinny Eastwood. Remarkable program. I'm sure this is going to be a whole new twist on the very changeable chameleon-like program called the Nutramedical Report that can go from wellness and anti-aging to geopolitics and spirituality. And now, some serious humor. Again, we can go farther into the dark side when we have humor, so we'll be there in just a minute.